Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is another very hot August afternoon, but we expect that in this part of the country this time of year. I'm Scoot. Very glad you're with us. It's Tuesday, so we've got the Tuesday song text-off coming up at about 2:50. And what I do Tuesday afternoon at 2:50 is I play an original, that is song A, and then I play a cover of the original, that's song B. And you text A or B to 870-870 based on which one you like the best. And then we tabulate that during the news, and we have the results after the news at 3 o'clock. What's interesting about the song text off today is that the original is relatively new. But the cover is even newer, but the cover is by a band from the early 80s. So a band from the past is doing a cover of a relatively new song, and that's going to be our Tuesday text off of the day coming up later this hour. We've been talking about crime down in New Orleans. Had a great conversation with NOPD Chief Michael Harrison. And, you know, when he was with the Landon administration and now with the Cantrell administration, I think the guy's doing a good job. He's doing the best he can. And many of the problems that we have are not the fault of the police. It's the fault of society. We also talked last hour about a white man who shot an unarmed black man who pushed him to the ground, and the white guy is now facing manslaughter charges. We've got the story on our Facebook page right now at WWL Radio if you haven't seen this story recently. Michael Drakus, 47 years old, Draka, 47 years old, was arguing with Marquise McLaughlin, arguing with his girlfriend. And this was over a handicapped parking space. I'm sure you remember the story. When McLaughlin walked out of the convenience store and saw this guy arguing with his girlfriend, he pushed Draka to the ground. While sitting on the ground, Draka pulled out a gun and shot and killed McLaughlin. This happened in Florida, which has a very strong stand-your-ground law. And there was outrage because police did not bring charges immediately against the shooter. And I said, well, let's just wait and see what happens. I'll be surprised if charges are not filed. Because from what I saw in the video, this was not a case of stand your ground. The guy pushed him down. That was wrong. And you could say it was a violent push. But the guy just stood there and didn't continue to attack. But this guy pulled out a gun and shot him and killed him. And this is why this whole thing, and we've talked about this, we talked about this yesterday, and we talked about this on and off. It's not such a cut and dry thing when you shoot and kill somebody. You know, you can think you're claiming stand your ground, or you can think you're defending yourself. But if you're not really defending yourself, you're going to go to jail. Now, you can get mad at me, but I don't make up the laws. I don't interpret the laws. I'm not the judge or the jury. I'm simply stating a fact. Yesterday, prosecutors in Clearwater, Florida, charged Michael Draka with manslaughter. Do you agree with the charge, or do you believe, from what you've seen, that Draka should not be charged because he was aggressively pushed to the ground? If you would like to join us, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Before I give my advice for President Trump and the owner of Papa John's, you've heard in our news that McDonald's in Louisiana is going to spend money to update their stores, their restaurants. And so high-tech fast food kiosks are going to be replacing Louisiana workers. This is another one of these examples of where technology, innovation, advancement replaces jobs. This is not the fault of the government. Sometimes jobs are eliminated. Jobs are shifting around. Nobody should have ever been satisfied with just being an order taker at McDonald's. This is why we shouldn't encourage people to be in minimum wage jobs. Some people have to be. I get that. But some people, it's like they want to be taken care of in a minimum wage job, and you can't do that. Look, one of the reasons that Trump became elected one of the reasons Trump got elected was because middle-class white America was frustrated because they had lost jobs and manufacturing jobs were disappearing. And that is part of this global economy that we're in. President Trump claims he's going to bring back all these manufacturing jobs. I don't know that that's going to happen. And they may come back here and there, but we're not going to become a manufacturing nation again. So get over it. And so what happened was, this affected everybody, but for the most part, a big swath of white middle-class America was affected by this because they had high-paying union manufacturing jobs. What happened? The jobs disappeared. They could no longer afford to pay for their big houses and their big cars. They had a really nice life. But they didn't foresee the future, that at some point things are going to change. And so how do you stop technology? How do you stop convenience? You know, we all look for convenience in life, and that's ordering things online. Even if it means people are losing their jobs at retail outlets, we order online. People are now ordering from even upscale restaurants instead of going to the restaurants. So some jobs will be eliminated. Some jobs will be created because of a changing industry. And then people who are now, you know, driving Uber or Lyft, people who are doing things like that or are delivering the food, well, that's a new industry for them. So, you know, if you just sit there and do nothing and don't apply yourself, then the economy is going to pass you by. And you really can't blame anybody but yourself. And especially if you're millennial or even younger, always pay attention to this in your life. It's important for you to just always be looking at what's next. I mean, you can't stand still. Man, if I was still sitting around doing, you know, music radio, that part of my career would have been passed. And I'm not giving myself credit for changing, but you got to change. You got to try to look toward the future. And the convenience of the high-tech kiosks for ordering at McDonald's, you know, this may eliminate some jobs. But again, how do you stop that? If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. From Pensacola, John, you're on WWL.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot.
Hey, John.
Yeah, so I got back from China about 2 months ago. I spent a year in China, and I was just fascinated by what I saw while living there. And, you know, I visited a couple of McDonald's there, and sure enough, all the McDonald's there were animated. Basically, there was one person running the entire store, and everything else was done via automation.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Yeah. John, tell me what stands out in your mind about living in China for a year.
It's just, you know, if I didn't have any kids, I would not come back to America, be honest with you. And it's just progressive. I live in a town called Shanghai, and I would travel towns that would typically take 3 hours to drive. And I would hop on the light rail and get there in 40 minutes for roughly $10. And so that's one aspect that I truly miss, the infrastructure in regards to transportation.
And you felt safe.
I felt safe, Eric, because they're monitoring every single thing you can think of.
You know, China has been really smart. You know, the old Soviet Union, they tried to maintain a communist form of government, but that was denying the free market spirit in people. And China's been smart because they've been able to maintain their communist form of government when all the others failed, because they have allowed a free enterprise system of a free market society.
Yeah, people can say what they want about China, but until you've actually been there to see what's going on, you know, there's... You know, you won't be able to fully comprehend as far as how advanced China actually is right now.
John, I appreciate the call. You know, when I was, I guess I was 16, 17 years old, I worked a summer at the convenience store right there when you get across the bridge on Santa Rosa Island, the convenience store right there on the left.
Yeah.
It's like, so I worked in that store for a summer and just had a blast. John, appreciate the call. Have a great day. If you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. When we come back, some advice for President Trump and the owner of Papa John's Pizza. And the advice is good advice, no matter who you are. That's coming up on WWL. You think Trump sings this song sometimes? So the name calling continues, and I think it's just so juvenile. But I mean, I guess a lot of people are celebrating that we finally have a president that's tough enough to get down to name calling, a president that's not afraid to just call people names. Na 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 na. Nah. He called Omarosa a dog, a lowlife. He gets to it. He gets to it. He hired her. He hired her on The Apprentice, fired her. Now, I didn't really ever watch The Apprentice, so I don't know how that works, but I know she was there a few times. And she's written a book, Unhinged. She got fired. And I don't know, maybe she's got a grudge against the president. She may very well. But, at some point, is the name-calling just juvenile? All of this is centering around now this idea that President Trump used the N-word. And there's a recording of White House staffers talking about how they're going to spin the story if the story of Trump using the N-word in a conversation gets out. Also, following a story about the owner of Papa John's Pizza using the N-word, he stepped down as chairman. And now Papa John's stock has fallen 10.5% in July and is down 6.1% in the most recent quarter. Here's my advice. Don't use the N-word. Don't. It's not necessary. And particularly if you are a white man in a powerful position, whether this is fair or not, my advice is don't use the N-word. I don't make up the rules, but it's not wise to use the N-word. But here's the real, real touchy question, and this is our Blue Runner Foods opinion poll. Is there a difference between white men in powerful positions using the N-word and blacks using it as a casual term for each other? And that would include using it in music. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. And if you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Is there a difference in white men in powerful positions using the N-word and blacks using it as a casual term to refer to each other? From New Orleans, Lloyd, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Steve?
I'm good.
Yeah, I wanted to call about the man that was shot in and the other man was charged with manslaughter.
Yeah.
For purposes of disclosure, I am black, and I've called on several of the shows regarding Eric Garner or Michael Brown, and in those cases, I was very much on the side of the victims. But in this case, when you watch that tape, I would have had to shoot that man, too, if I had a gun on me.
You would have?
I absolutely would have. When you actually analyze the tape and the media hype is taken away, and you watch the tape, the Marquise, I guess that's his name, Marquise,
yeah,
pushed the man, pushed him down, and then advanced on him. It wasn't until the man on the ground pulled the gun out that he backed off.
Oh, I didn't see that. I saw the same video, but I didn't see that.
Okay, well, watch it again, and you'll see Marquise kind of step to him, kind of walk around, like trying to figure out, am I going to kick him or what? That's what I saw. And then the man pulled out the gun. We had an opportunity to pull out the gun. He pulled out the gun, yeah, and he shot him. Well, if I was on the jury, I'd have to say adrenaline. I would imagine if somebody walked up to you, blindsided you, and pushed you to the ground like that, are you not going to think that they might do something else to you?
Well, that's the problem, Lloyd. You can't think that they're going to do something else. I mean, you have to, if you shoot them and kill them, it's going to be a jury of your peers determining whether or not you did the right thing in shooting him. So it's not for you and I to decide here. We're just talking about it, but a jury will ultimately decide. And it's not so cut and dry when you shoot and kill somebody. Claiming your self defense is important.
Well, if stand your ground is I'm in reasonable fear of my safety,
Right. Well, you and I saw something different in the video because I saw the man just standing there. I saw Marquise just standing there and not advancing, and the guy pulled out the gun and shot him. And so therein lies the moment of judgment.
Well, I think that if people go back and watch that and we take the emotion out of it and not take our sides and, oh, my God, or whatever, take the racial issue out of it, I really think that if I had been the man on the ground, I would shot him too.
Yeah. Well, and Lloyd, that's what we do, Lloyd. We put ourselves in the position of people and that we see on the news, and we determine how we would react. And look, there may be people who react. I mean, there are people who react the way you do, and there are going to be people on the jury who may react that same way. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out in court because they will see. They will see that video. Lloyd, since you're African-American, is there a difference between white men in powerful positions using the N-word and blacks using the N-word to refer to each other?
There is. Absolutely, there is.
All right. I have to leave it there because I've got news coming up. But I will continue this conversation. Lloyd, I'm glad you called. I think there's a big difference. And it's not fair, but it is different. And it deals with how we react to different comedians. I'll explain that when we come back. But I think there is a difference in the use of the N-word, whether that's fair or not. You know, sometimes it's best to just shut up. Do not use the N-word, period. You know, especially if you're a celebrity, especially if you're a politician, do not use the N-word. Particularly if you are a white politician, do not use the N-word. But look, nobody should use the N-word. Nobody. But there's a difference in white men in positions of power using the N-word and blacks using it as a word to refer to themselves, refer to each other. I mean, I hear a lot of that downtown. I hear people walking by. I'm uncomfortable hearing it. I'm uncomfortable, but I think it's different. In the same way that, you know, I'm not a big person. I mean, look, believe me, my body is far from perfect. But I'm not a big person. So if I got on stage, and I've studied stand-up over the years as well, and you know, years ago I did some stand-up and even did the improv in L.A. once, which was kind of fun and kind of scary. If I got on stage as a slight person and made fun of fat people, that's not funny. But if like a fat guy or fat girl's on stage making fun of themselves and other, that's different. And so while this is not fair, this is the reality of just how humans react to things. And so some people can get away with saying a joke, and others cannot get away with saying the same joke. And there should just be enough awareness of that for everybody to understand. And again, look, using the N-word is not a joke, but I'm using this as an analogy. When I talk about jokes coming from one person are different from jokes coming from another person. The N-word in a rap song, to me, it's still inappropriate, but it's different than a guy who is in a position of power, particularly a white guy in a position of power, using the N-word. And so the advice is don't use it. And if you want to be able to use it, then by all means, do not run for office. You know, you don't have to be a politician. You don't have to be a high-profile business owner like a Papa John's owner, John Schnatter. You don't have to be that person. That's a choice. And so when you are that person, there are things that you can't get away with. The question is, would you give up your celebrity status and your money for being able to get away with saying things like the N-word when nobody would notice? And chances are the answer is no. So when you choose to become a celebrity or a high-profile person, you are actually stepping into an area where some of the rules are going to be different. Whether that's fair or not, that's reality. And I just heard in our news about Sarah Huckabee Sanders, White House press briefing room. saying that President Trump calling Omarosa a dog has nothing to do with race. I agree. That has nothing to do with race. And this is just a reminder that everything is not always about race. From Thibodeau, Wayne, welcome to WWL.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
I'm good.
Yeah, suppose that would have been a white guy pushed a black guy down on the ground, and a black guy would have shot him and killed him. What would everybody be saying then?
Yeah, I don't know. It might be different.
Would have done the same thing. What would they be saying then?
It might be different.
Yeah, it's going to be different. It's going to be different. You know, all these, they're like the cops killing these guys, unjustifiable, you know, but it's okay with that. But you know, people look at race and everything.
Who said it's okay for cops to kill people?
They're not doing nothing to them when they do it.
That's not true.
Oh, they're not doing nothing to them when they do it?
That's not true.
Oh, okay. Oh, a good bit of it is true.
Well, sometimes it's the victim's fault.
As far as the N word concerned, nobody shouldn't use it. I don't care who you are.
Yeah. Well, I agree. I just think there's a difference in some using it over others. I don't think anybody should use it. Yeah.
What if somebody called a white guy a cracker? You think that's okay to say that?
I'd figure the person was kinda ignorant, so I wouldn't let it bother me. I mean, if somebody called me white trailer trash, you know, I know it's not true, so what do I care?
Well, it's just a question of opinion. You're asking about opinion, what people think. So
yeah, well, no, I appreciate your opinion, Wayne. I was just sharing with you, you know, what would offend me and what would not necessarily offend me. Is there a difference between white men in powerful positions using the N-word and blacks using it as a casual term for each other? That's our Blue Runner Foods poll. 58% say yes, there is a difference. 42% say there's no difference. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Here's a text. This is about the McDonald's in Louisiana using high-tech kiosks in the future that will eliminate some jobs in Louisiana. Text says, Scoot, I was in Salt Lake City, Utah last week. McDonald's was next door to our hotel, and they had kiosks. Only Louisiana needs to get tech savvy. You know, I don't go to McDonald's in any city that I'm in. This is not a slam of McDonald's, but I tend to not eat fast food like that. I mean, look, I eat my share of junk stuff, okay? But I don't eat that kind of fast food. So, you know, I'm not going into McDonald's in different cities that I'm in. So I have to just take the word of what I hear in the news or your word. And apparently Louisiana is far, far behind when it comes to automated kiosks at McDonald's. And, you know, we shouldn't really be surprised because in too many ways, we are far behind. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Yeah, sometimes it's just best not to say it. And I'm telling you, my advice to everybody is it's 2018. Stop using the N-word. You've been warned. If you use it, you use it at your own risk. Hey, John, you're on WWL.
Yes, Scoot. I've got a question before I get on to what my point.
Okay.
Your last guest on the show used cracker on the air.
Yeah.
Now, if I were to use the N-word in its entirety, it would never be aired.
That's right. I'd dump you.
And to me, that is racist because what you're saying is only one race has a word that you can't use, but it's okay to use words against other races. And, I mean, it's not...
Hey, John, if that's the way you want to feel, you can feel that way, but there's a difference in the impact on cracker and the N-word, and if you don't see it, well, then you don't see it. But I see the difference.
Scoot, they're all
John, I'm going to say it. John, I'm going to say it one more time. There is a difference in the impact of the N-word versus cracker.
Now, why is there an impact? And I'm going to tell you why. It's because people give it too much credence. It's when news media and people stop giving the word credence, it'll stop having a meaning.
Well, John, you can have that opinion, but this is my show, and I'm not going to allow the N-word on this show. And if you think it's unfair, then it's unfair. But stop keeping score. Stop keeping score. Like, well, why can they say this and I can't say this?
No,
you know, I mean, this
score,
is stupid. Yes, you are keeping score.
No, I'm not. It's society has a problem. We need to stop calling each other names, number one.
I agree.
We need to stop getting bent out of shape over somebody saying a word. Seriously? I mean, the national news is Trump may have said a certain word. So what? Who hasn't used the word? Stuart, if you tell me you've never used the word, I'll call you a liar. We all have. But it's not right to do. You say, I'm sorry, you get on and get down with the road with your life. You know, it's crazy, oh, man.
Okay. Did you have another point? Was that your point, John? Well, he hung up. I mean, I thought he said he had 2 points. You know, when you look at things, and I don't mean this literally, but figuratively, in black and white terms, things don't always make sense. And that's okay. But this business about the N-word is the same as cracker, it's not. Now, in your opinion, it might be the same. But there are far too many people who are keeping score. And it really comes down to, well, if they can say this, why can't I say this? If they can do that, why can't I do this? Both sides need to stop keeping score. I've gotten a couple of texts. A caller named Lloyd a few minutes ago said he was black. I'm getting texts that say, there's no way that guy's black. Here's a text that says, Lloyd is a white man, sounds a bit gay. So, you can tell somebody's race by the way they sound? You know who made that mistake? David freaking Duke. Go see the movie Black Klansman. David Duke was talking to a black guy the whole time. He was talking to a black guy the whole time he thought he was talking to a white guy. Because of the way the guy spoke. You can't be guaranteed who is who based on the way they talk. And if a guy calls this show and he calls this show and other shows on a regular basis, why am I not to believe him? But see, there are people who don't want that guy. They don't want a guy who sounds like that to be black. Do you see how sensitive some people are? I mean, it's absolutely maddening. And just for the record, you know, the N-word was a tool of white supremacy. Cracker just describes some, you know, I just see that as like some dumb, ignorant person. That's my view. We've got the Tuesday Song Text Off coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Also still to come this hour, another code word. And look, all you have to do is text the code word that I give out to 72881. That automatically makes you eligible to win $1,000 in our National Intercom Cash Contest. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. Wow, suddenly a lot of people want to talk about this. All right, look, if you're on hold, I'll get to you after the news. So it's time for the Tuesday Song Text Off. We do this every Tuesday at this time. I'm going to play an original. I'm not going to tell you who does the original. And I'm not going to tell you who does the cover until after the news. But what's interesting is the original is relatively new. And a band from the past has covered the relatively new original. Okay, so here is the original. This is song A. Okay, that is the original. That is song A. You're going to hear song B right now, and you text me A or B to 870-870. Here is the cover, song B. All right, they're kind of similar. Which do you like better? A, the original, or B, the cover? Give us your vote, A or B. Just text A or B to 72881. No, I'm sorry, that's for the code word. Just, I know we're getting close to the code word time. Text A or B to 870-870. And we'll tally it up, and we'll have the results, and I'll tell you who the two. You may recognize them, but I'll tell you who the two people. It's kind of an interesting twist on the song text off this week. We'll have the results right after the news at 3 o'clock. Is there a difference between white men in powerful positions using the N-word and blacks using it as a casual term for each other? That's our Blue Runners food poll. Give us your opinion by going to our website, wwl.com. Here is a text that says, all blanks need to go back to Africa. Gee, would that include Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram and, I can think of a few others. I mean, it's so amazing to me that some people make such stupid, ignorant statements in 2018. Sadly, it really does reflect who they really are. It's time for the $1,000 Intercom National Cash Contest. The code word this hour is IDEA. Text IDEA to 72881. IDEA, IDEA to 72881. Next code word coming up right before the top of the hour news at 4 o'clock. We never charge for text, but individual plan text and data rates may apply. And please don't text and drive. And remember, text either A or B. The song is called Hash Pipe, either A or B, the original or the cover, to 870-870. And we'll have the results coming up right after the top of the hour news at 3 o'clock. I'm Scoot. We're coming back.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!